Shawn Mendes, Stitches on KMFM, 8:05. We'll play the new one from MO next. But first, Lauren Aquilina is back. She's got a new single called Kicks. It's a previous Future hit on the show. It sounds massive. And a few weeks ago, she came down to our Medway studios. So let's catch up with that chat now.
KMFM.
Thanks for coming actually down. Is this your first time in Kent?
It's not. I was actually going to go to uni in Canterbury. So I came a couple of times to like check out the uni and stuff.
And what happened?
I signed a record deal and then I didn't go to uni.
When you were visiting Canterbury, what were you going to study?
I was going to do geography.
Geography? That I did. I was expecting music.
But yeah, a lot of people are like, what?
Why did you want to go into geography?
Well, I've always been interested in natural disasters and I wanted to go into like the prediction of earthquakes and tsunamis and volcanic eruptions and then work out like better evacuation schemes.
That sounds like a a Tinder bio. I've always been interested in natural disasters. Well, I'm glad you didn't go for geography. I'm glad you're in the studio today because you're giving us so much good music. Starting with, are you counting this as your first single? Because even though you've had three EPs, this is kind of your first one from your debut album, isn't it?
This feels like the first one where I'm properly doing it.
Yeah.
After being signed, because all my EPs were released whilst I was unsigned.
Yeah.
So there was a limit to what I could do. So this feels like the first proper moment for me, and I'm so happy with it, and I like really love the song, so I'm really excited about it. So it's really nice.
Yeah, well, we're gonna hit play on it in a minute. So it's called Kicks. It's available to download now. How did the song come about?
A weird thing happened to me where the title and the chorus melody and lyric all kind of came at the same time, and I just sort of like sang it all at once. I'd just been, in my eyes, cheated on. Although we weren't like Facebook official, so it was a bit blurry.
It's the social media confusion nowadays, isn't it?
but yeah, it sort of stemmed from that. And then I went into a session with the whole chorus written and finished the song with my friend Dan, and realised as I was writing it that it was more about everyone that had ever sort of messed me around in my life, and this was aimed at them. And it was really nice to write. Really empowering.
Yeah, because you said it popped into your head. Is that kind of your writing process?
No, that very, very rarely happens to me.
Do you ever wake up? Like, sometimes I wake up with a song in my head. Do you ever wake up with an original Lauren Aquilina song in your head?
Yeah, this was one of those occasions, but like that, it was in the middle of the night as well, so I had whispering it into my phone. But that never happens to me. Normally I'm like slaving away for ages trying to get the right melody.
Have you got the original whisper sing voice memo?
Probably somewhere.
Do you think it's still on your phone?
I could have a look for
can
it.
Can we have a listen? If it's on there.
Let me
Because I'm always interested, because people always say like that they record it to their phone, because I suppose that's quite what a lot of people do. They get something in their head and record it to their voice memo, but you never hear the first one.
Yeah, I'm going to see if I can find it now. Is this something?
Maybe. Put it up to the microphone.
I'm nervous to play this now in case this is something. Okay, let me play it.
So let's get into your mind first. So when you think of like a new song, you were in the middle of the night.
It was the middle of the night and I was playing piano like really quietly. And luckily like the mic on this phone is like quite sensitive. So yeah. I was like hunched over the piano, like singing.
Did you have like a duvet over you?
Yeah, I did. I was like trying not to wake up my flatmates.
Okay, we've set the scene.
Okay, this is the original. Your kicks, is it from kicking me around? 'Cause it feels like that somehow. Tell me where. It's so much slower than it is now.
I know. Your fix, is it from breaking so did that just, me down?
Different lyric there as well. So
down about. Is this a KMFM exclusive?
That was a KMFM.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So excited to have that. Have you listened to that back since you've recorded the new version?
I haven't actually. That's interesting to hear that, because it is like, it's so much slower. It's similar in a lot of ways. Like, I remember when that came into my head being like quite excited about it as a chorus, but obviously it's changed a bit.
We'll get back to chatting to Lauren Aquilina and we'll play her new single right after this from MO on KMFM. It's Who Do You Think Of? Brand new from MO on KMFM. You're on the hit list. It's called Who Do You Think Of? 8:15. We're on Instagram and Twitter this evening. KMFM official for both. This track available to download now. and these girls will be joining me on the show very, very soon. As for now, though, Lauren Aquilina is chatting this evening.
KMFM.
I was stalking your Twitter just before this. Okay. You just had your wisdom teeth removed, is that right?
Yeah, on Friday.
Did you have one of those? You know how whenever anyone gets wisdom teeth removed, there's always these videos that go around of somebody who's had too much painkillers and they're getting a bit delirious and you don't even know what's going on. Did you manage to get one of those?
I filmed myself trying to sing Kicks like immediately after the operation.
How was that? That is a video that we need to see.
There was a lack of consonants, shall I say. Just like mostly vowel sounds. Oh,
please, can we hear that?
I'm getting out my phone again.
So we've got on this show this evening, we've got not only the finished version of Kicks, we've also got the voice memo of Kicks, and now we've got a painkiller induced Kicks.
Yeah, this is the one. That is absolutely
wow.
What I sounded
that's
like.
The version that I want to hear today.
Trying as hard as I could to sing.
Did you say anything that you regretted? Because I always worry, like I haven't had wisdom teeth out, but if I ever do, I'll always worry that I'm going to say something that I shouldn't say.
No, I mean, I think that all the videos that we see are from America. I think they give you something different in America.
Oh, really?
Than they do here.
Can we do a round of quick fire questions? We do this normally with artists like you who come into the studio. It's kind of to get to know you.
Okay.
So no thinking whatsoever. You need to jump straight in.
Oh God, okay.
Favourite musician?
Oh, God. Chris Martin.
Chris Martin. Favourite meal?
That is really difficult. At the moment, I can't eat anything as well. So it's like really paining me to
I am so sorry. What, because of the wisdom teeth?
Yeah.
I can only eat jelly. So is jelly your favourite?
At the moment, jelly.
that makes me sad. I'm so sorry. Beyonce or Rihanna?
Rihanna.
Kanye or Jay-Z?
Kanye.
Batman or Superman?
Batman.
Coffee or tea?
Tea.
Instagram or Twitter?
Twitter.
Calling or texting?
Texting.
Favourite TV show?
Gossip Girl.
Favourite film?
Mean Girls.
I sense a theme. Favourite subject when you were at school?
Geography.
Downloading or buying the actual CD?
Buying vinyls and then downloading with the little code that's in the vinyl.
That's not in the options.
Sorry,
we'll let you have that.
I'm breaking the rules.
We'll let you have that one because I didn't include that. That's my fault. Weirdest habit.
I have like a weirdest fear.
Weirdest fear. Okay, what's that? That was actually my next question.
Oh, is it? Sorry.
No, don't worry, we'll combine.
I can't think of what my habits are.
No, what's your weirdest fear? We'll include that.
I have a genuine fear of the wooden... Oh, I'm getting upset talking about
what,
it.
The wooden,
like, ice lolly sticks that you get in, like, ice lollies.
Like this.
Like, I can't touch...
Like this.
No, that's all right.
We have a coffee stirrer in the studio.
That's fine. But those ones, I don't know why.
You're scared of...
I can't go near them.
Really?
Yeah.
So you've never had like a Magnum?
Well, yeah, but I would
have to
get my mum to take it off and put it in a bowl for me.
That is so strange.
But
do you know where it came from? Were you like, did somebody throw ice lolly sticks at you when you were a child?
Even now I'm getting like the shudders thinking about it, like being in your teeth and like, I just can't.
Is there a song on your next album about it?
There should be.
The fear of ice lolly sticks. Well, thank you for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
And can you introduce your new track, Kicks, here on KMFM, please?
Of course. Hi, I'm Lauren Aquilina and you're listening to my new single, Kicks, on KMFM.
We got mixed emotions.